This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. In the coming weeks, Jews, Christians, and Muslims will adapt some of their most important holy days, Passover, Easter, and Ramadan, in ways most of us never imagined. Religious leaders are also adapting their spiritual practice every day, particularly those ministering to people on the front lines of the coronavirus. Father Radu Titonia is a hospital chaplain at Long Island Jewish Forest Hills Hospital and the pastor of St. Mary's Romanian Catholic Mission Church, both in Queens. Good evening, Father. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Michelle. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And your church and the hospital are in, you know, one of the hardest hit areas in New York. What have the last 4 weeks been like for you?
Well, definitely we're different than anything that I've seen here in New York. I'm here 10 years as a ministry to the church, you know, to the Romanian Catholic Mission, but also I ministry in the hospital, in Long Island Jewish Forest Hills Hospital. It's been definitely different, and I don't know. I don't think in a kind way, you know. It's teaching us a lot of things, absolutely, but also was very different for everybody that lives here in New York.
I'm imagining that a part of your duties, which is difficult but also something that you cherish, is ministering to people who are sick. Have you still been, and their families, frankly, offering them comfort? And now,
yes.
I think families are very much discouraged from visiting because they're trying to minimize the spread of the virus. So that has to be hard on both the patients and on the families. Are you still able to minister to patients in any way?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm very lucky in my hospital that they didn't put a restriction for me to go in the rooms where COVID patients are. So I go in the rooms. I try to be very responsible because we know that the equipment is not unlimited, you know. So we try to be as responsible as possible. For that reason, I see usually people that are very, very sick. But sometimes, you know, if the family is requesting and the person is, let's say, down, either I'm going into the room, either we have this iPad that I can use to talk to them via FaceTime or WhatsApp or things like that, you know. So I'm just trying to continue to minister, to just make sure that people know that they are not alone in the hospital. And with the church, I try to use the social media, which we Facebook Live. I'm just trying to stream like everybody else, or majority of the priests, they do, and just to try to keep them together in the holy days.
And forgive me for being direct about this, but have you been able to offer last rites to those who would wish it?
Absolutely. No, to many, many people. Unfortunately, our hospital is at the epicenter of the epicenter, I will say. We are not too far from Elmhurst. Forest Hills is pretty close. It's about 4 miles, I think. And we had a lot of cases. One thing that I want to emphasize is that from the administration down, definitely the nurses, the doctors, and everybody else works together very, very well. Definitely everybody is so scared and, you know, about themselves getting the virus, or, you know, about their families as well. But they come to work and they're so dedicated. Yeah, I'm so proud and happy to be part of this team and to try to ministry to everybody, you know, that we can.
How have you framed Easter in your mind this year? I mean, as you know, so many people look forward to Easter as a time. It's a foundational time.
Yes.
I mean, it's the defining issue for Christians. How have you framed it in your mind this year?
Well, look, I just got something about 2 days ago. Very, very nice. Somebody was sending me a message like through social media, and it says that this is really the Easter like the first Easter was, and it's very close to it. If you think about all the apostles at that time, they were in their houses praying, afraid, with a little bit of hope, but some of them may be skeptical a little bit about the resurrection, and we kind of experienced that first Easter. I think we go very, very close to that first Easter. I try to through also social media to try to tell that to the people and try to make them understand that this is a moment of I think learning, and it's a moment of learning, and it's a moment where you can get closer to God.
Well, thank you so much, Father, and grace and peace
Absolutely.
To you also.
I wish
that is Father Radu Titonia, thank you so much for visiting.
Thank you.
And
thank you. I wish all of your listeners a happy Easter and happy holidays to everybody. Okay.
Right.
Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For having me. And
Take
may
care.
God bless you and keep you safe.
All right. Thank you. If it's okay with you, I have a few final words for today. I just want to say that I think I speak for everyone here, and by here, I mean my closet of a home office currently functioning as my studio. So by everyone, I mean me, that I am over it. I am over this whole thing. We're in week 3, or maybe it's 4, I can't remember. And now the reality has set in that this is a long haul. The way this country is dealing with this reminds me of every bad boyfriend you or I ever had. You know, the ones who insist on driving but refuse to look at a map or ask directions to a get-together, so you get there late, and when you finally do get there, they expect to be congratulated for getting you there at all. You know, those guys. And we can't break up right now because self-isolating. I'll admit there are some fun parts to this staying at home thing, like learning how to cook something new because you can't go out, or checking out people's decor and all those Zoom interviews and finding out some random anchor has the same bookshelf you do. Celebs, just like us. It should go without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that like bad boyfriends, there is a continuum of terrible in our country right now. And our hearts break, and we fear for those now stuck with the truly terrible. Some people are worried about something as basic as food. Some are in truly bad situations. Some are genuinely frightened about their immediate safety and health. Others about future security. But even those who aren't in such a bad way are still stuck in some way. And if there's one thing Americans don't like, it's being stuck. Can I just tell you, I like to think there's a reason this happened in the spring, because spring is the season of new beginnings. For those who practice certain religions, powerful reminders of that fact are upon us now, Passover, Easter, and Ramadan, and all have something in common, a giving up of things we like and want as preparation for something better and more transcendent. Let's hold on to the hope that the sacrifices of today, undeserved as they may be, are preparation for that more magnificent next chapter. So hang in there. I will if you will. We'll be back tomorrow with more of your questions. If you've got a question for us, go to npr.org/nationalconversation or tweet us with the hashtag NPRConversation.